Yo, it's 10:49.
I'm just getting up. I got a bunch of Christmas shopping to do today. I like Christmas shopping, but I'm not good at picking shit out for people. I don't feel like I'm the best gift buyer. But that's I'll look and then I'll end up just buying some bullshit that is sitting on one of those gift tables for the people that don't know what to buy. You know, if you go into like a Macy's or something, it's like gift tables with all the random bullshit. Like, oh, here's a heated ice scraper. Whatever bullshit they have over there, I'll end up getting. The great thing is, no matter what you get, people gotta act like they like it. So even if they're like, what the fuck is this? Oh, thank you, this is great, I'm gonna do something with this. And then they don't. They throw it away, or they give it to somebody else. But you got them a gift. If you didn't get them a gift, then they can be like, what the fuck? So you just get something. Actually, even if you don't get a gift, you could probably be okay. I've never been called out on not getting somebody a gift. I've not gifted at weddings several times. Got invited to some weddings when I was extremely poor. So, sorry, no gift. I'm poor. And I can't supplement your wedding. Nobody says anything. You don't get the thank you card. You don't get it. That would be obnoxious if they sent you a thank you card when you were say, oh, thank you for the present. And then you're like, I didn't get you a present. Like, yeah, I know. I just wanted to point that out.
What's with all this UFO business?
Is this a real thing? There was a UFO in California, and then they're like, no, we were launching a satellite that we didn't announce or nobody has record of. Well, we were announcing this out. And then I go to Reddit News, and guess what's not at the top of the fucking list? A UFO. How is that not, like, at the top? No, it's mysterious object seen over the Arizona sky Friday night was SpaceX rocket launch out of California. That's what they're saying. It was SpaceX. But then they say they also found some UFO shit. The Pentagon. I don't know why I'm like asking a question. It's not like this is a call-in show where you can tell me. I'm just. But you can tell me later. You can. I'll just look it up. Two heterosexual Irish men married to avoid inheritance tax on house. Well, there's a sitcom. I don't know if you make that sitcom today. It seems a little homophobic that I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. Kevin James, and I never seen that show. That movie. I never saw the movie, but it looked a little like you're making fun of gay people. Little bit. I'm not trying to be overly sensitive. Just saying, it comes off a little homophobic. And really, after you get past the married, well, I didn't see the movie, but that sounds like that movie a little bit. And now that it's a real story, maybe it could be like an independent film. ACLU wants child porn. Sorry to yawn. After ACLU wants child porn charges dropped against 14-year-olds who sent selfie. So this 14-year-old kid, I guess, sent a nude selfie. And he's being charged with child pornography. Is that doesn't seem like it should be reminds me of a bit on my album Moments of Greatness about how child porn should be porn made by and for children. I guess I didn't realize that that would be illegal too. That should be illegal. Kids sending each other nude pictures of themselves. How are they supposed to date? They need to do that. That's probably... You can't go out to the prom until you send somebody a nude picture. That's how they do it now. Let's see. A 14-year-old girl was charged after prosecutors said she sent sexually explicit selfie to a boy in her school through the social media app Snapchat. Oh, come on. Yeah, she should go to jail for child pornography. Fucking dummies. Yeah, drop the charges. Let the kids fucking send naked pictures to each other. It's not too... That's what they're going to do. I'm just glad I'm not a kid now. Because everybody would be sending each other naked pictures. And I swear to God, my phone would not have one naked picture on it. And I would be way too afraid to send my dick out. And I'd be like the guy without... who won't send his dick, and no girls want to send their nudes to, and it would just be a whole nother added level of pressure. 17-year-old YouTube star insulted a notorious drug lord was found with at least 15 bullet wounds. Whoa, don't insult the drug lord. Why would you do that? I want to go on record saying that I respect and fear all drug lords. I don't care what country you're in or what size. I'm saying I respect you as a drug lord, and nothing funny there. Very tough to get to drug lord status, and you did it. So keep on keeping on, and I think this YouTube star should apologize. Let's move on. California wildfire becomes largest on record in the state. I mean, I would imagine it's been. The state's been on fire for about a month. Man allegedly beat girlfriend's 5-year-old son for opening present early. Well, merry fucking Christmas. I don't believe this is the first time the boyfriend's beaten this kid, first of all. And beating a kid is pretty unacceptable at all. But when it's like your girlfriend's kid, fuck you even more. You're the boyfriend. Ugh, God, you don't have the frustration of the kid, other than you're trying to fuck his mom, and you got to deal. Don't date somebody with a kid if you don't like kids. That's what I would do. That's been my life is you don't date someone with a child. Not that I would ever hit a kid, for fuck's sake. I mean, that's a pretty simple rule to live by. Hands off the kids. That's what I say. I don't even want to be alone in a room with them. I don't want them to say I hit them. I don't want them to say I looked at them funny or tried to touch their butt or something. No thanks. Let's have witnesses around. Let's keep a safe distance. I'll high-five you, and we'll leave it at that. We don't need to. I don't need to be friends with children. I don't need to be overly. We don't need to play. I don't know how to play anymore. Forgot. You play, and I'll say, "It looks like you're doing good over there." You know, oh, that's a heck of a. What I don't know, He-Man. They don't have He-Man. whatever. That's My Little Pony looks pretty pretty great. And we'll leave it at that. Okay, I'm gonna go Christmas shopping. I'll see you fucks tomorrow, Christmas Eve. We love you.